He loved the way her expression brightened with excitement, her smile stretching wide. I love trivia games. Let's play. The food her sister Barry had packed really was delicious, and they got into a good-natured argument about who was a better chef. He vowed to cook more for her, and it wasn't until the words were out of his mouth that he realized he was thinking about a future with her again. But she just accepted the offer as truth, and she said she was looking forward to it. That, more than anything, soothed his anxiety about whatever they were currently sharing. She'd called it hanging out, but she was really only there because he'd hired her. But would he very much like to hang out with her more often? Dating, you idiot. It's called dating. Except it wasn't. She was staying in his house, and he was talking about the recipes he wanted to try for her. She'd already made some changes to make this place more to her standards, and he didn't mind at all. He was beginning to suspect he'd very much like to see her toothbrush next to his in the bathroom and be able to kiss her good morning each day. And his trousers grew a little tighter at the thought of being able to hold her in his arms each night. Fluffermutter! Her excited call dragged his attention back to the card in his hand, and his lips twitched. Correct. Okay, for 10 points, what famous poet penned, "My love is like a red, red rose"? Sparky groaned and dropped back against the couch, one arm thrown across her eyes. Damn it, Jim, I'm a doctor, not a poet. He had to chuckle. This is not the time for Star Wars quotations. He nudged her with his toe. Come on. Star Wars, she gasped, almost shooting straight up. Star Wars. That was Star Trek, you cretin, and I can't believe you don't know the difference. Loving how easy she was to tease, she shrugged. I'll be back, Dave. Her fingers were vibrating in shocked anger when she stuck it in his face. That was the Terminator and 2001 Space Odyssey. How are you screwing these up so badly? He blinked innocently. How about take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty apes? Okay, now I know you're teasing me. She flopped back on the couch with a grin. No one could be word perfect on that quotation without screwing up the others on purpose. Chuckling, he admitted he was a sci-fi movie fan as well, and they had to pause the trivia game to discuss favorites. By the time the fire died out, the two of them seemed to be engaged in a yawning competition. He reminded her they'd both been woken up early that morning. Good point, she smothered another yawn. Let's hit the sack. He'd never heard that term for it, but she was so cute he had a smile. Somehow he managed not to kiss her when they parted at the top of the stairs, but it was hard. It wasn't the only thing hard, as he got ready for bed, but he did his best to ignore his libido's urgings. Yeah, he was insanely attracted to Sparky. Her smile, her humor, her kisses. But he wasn't going to do anything about it, was he? Stacking his hands behind his head, he stared up at the ceiling and tried to remember how to be a gentleman until he fell asleep. 90 minutes later, he finally gave in and admitted to himself it wasn't going to work. Nothing was working. He was still awake, tossing and turning. The air in his bedroom had cooled, and he didn't want to get out of bed to take a sleeping pill. Besides, he'd been hoping he was past all that now that Sparky was there to solve this paranormal mystery. With a sigh, he flopped over on his other side and punched his pillow until it resembled the proper lump. He was going to have to do something. He couldn't stand another sleepless night, and this one had nothing to do with ghosts or... Spoke too soon there. The eerie moaning began right over his head, and if that weren't bad enough, he very distinctly heard the voice he'd come to dread. Mama, I need you. Mama.